Great to have you along here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, and visiting next over the phone with Dan Small, back with us, host and producer of the public television show Outdoor Wisconsin. And he has Outdoors Radio with Dan Small as well. And he's also a contributing editor with Wisconsin Outdoor News. His annual Deer Hunt Wisconsin show is debuting next Thursday, and we'll talk to him about the show, topics that are important to hunters, and I hope you'll join in with your questions, questions you have for Dan about hunting. Are you planning to go out this year to the to hunt deer? Join the conversation at 1-800-642-1234 or send us an email to ideas@wpr.org. And Dan, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Good to talk to you again, Larry.
Well, you couldn't be with me in person today because you're shooting scenes for an episode for Outdoor Wisconsin. Where are you and what story are you working on?
Well, I'm actually in the Village Park in Elm Grove, Wisconsin. It's a gorgeous, calm day, slight haze overcast, which is nice for videography. And we are doing the intros to six segments for the first two shows of our new season, our 35th season, which is going to start in January. So we're getting an early start. And as soon as I'm done talking with you, I need to meet my crew here, and we're going to be hard at it all afternoon.
Wow. You know, 35 years, somebody asked me, how do you keep coming up with story ideas? Yeah. I've been doing it a long time, too, so I'm interested in what you might have to say about that.
They find me, and they find us. We have right now four producers, Jeff Kelm, who also is on the radio with me, and Elizabeth Kramer is our newest producer, and Emmy Fink, who was with Discover Wisconsin a number of years ago. She's been with us for several years. So the four of us are basically searching everywhere throughout Wisconsin, and anywhere I go, I run into people. And now with the Internet, of course, I get Facebook messages or emails from people saying, oh, you need to come to our youth sporting event or our fishery, or my uncle builds canoes, or have you ever climbed the rocks at Devil's Lake, and so on and so forth. And so there's no shortage of ideas and guests, as you know, and we just keep finding them. We got another great batch of them for this season.
Well, here we've got the Deer Hunt Wisconsin special. That's been on almost as long as Outdoor Wisconsin, hasn't it?
It has. This is the 27th annual show. We skipped 1 year back, about 10 or 12 years ago, when the DNR was doing it, and then they didn't do it for a while, and then they asked me to pick it up. And so for the last half a dozen years, I've been producing it with Mark LaBarbera, who is pretty well known in the state. And we do also a pheasant show and a turkey show. We did a pheasant show this year, and that's online. If you just search pheasants in Wisconsin, you should be able to find it. And the turkey show we did 2 years ago, we're going to do another one next spring. But we've been focused this the past month or so on Deer Hunt Wisconsin 2018, which, as you mentioned, airs starting next Thursday night at November 8th on public and on Milwaukee Public, and also on the Fox Sports North and Fox Sports Wisconsin networks.
Yeah, that is a really good show. That is really well put together. You've won many awards for that show.
We have. We've been very fortunate to win awards both from the Great Lakes, the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers, and the Outdoor Writers Association of America, and more recently from the Wisconsin Community Broadcast Association. We've offered our shows, in addition to public TV and Fox Sports Network, to the Wisconsin Community Media Association. And there are, I don't know how many stations throughout the state. Every town's got one, just about. And we give it to them, and they download it, and they air it multiple times. We probably actually have more viewers watching our shows on the community network stations than other stations, because they have time to fill, and they like our shows, and they keep running them, which is great for us.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look at this year's Deer Hunt Wisconsin special. First, how do you have it organized this year?
Well, this year we're going to start by asking a couple of people what's so special about white-tailed deer, and have them just comment on that. And then we're talking with Dean Bortz, who is well-known as the editor of Wisconsin Outdoor News, and Pat Durkin, who is a columnist and outdoor writer. We're going to ask them about some of the challenges and opportunities facing deer hunters and deer hunting in Wisconsin. And so they'll talk about that for a few minutes. And then we spend a lot of time looking at recruitment of new hunters. As you know, hunters are aging. You and I aren't getting any younger, and a lot of hunters of our generation have quit. But the DNR has a number of programs to encourage new hunters, whether they're youngsters or young adults who maybe haven't hunted or have hunted but not recently. And they have this R3 program, recruitment, retention, and reactivation. And so we're going to spend some time on that. And then we look at mentoring with a couple of folks who have mentored hunters. And one of our guests, his 9-year-old daughter, shot a very nice buck. It was her first deer. And we've got that story, plus a look at the Midwest Outdoor Heritage Education Expo, which is Mark organizes, Mark LaBarbera, and that's held every May at McKenzie, at the McKenzie Center in Poinette. And then we look at, we talk to another hunter who learned to hunt as an adult and get her story because she went to the Learn to Hunt for Food program, which is another DNR program. And then, of course, we get into rules and season dates and changes and the forecast that everyone looks forward to. You know, what's it going to be like in my neck of the woods this year? So that's pretty much the show.
There's a lot in there for sure. I'm going to give our listeners a chance to join in. Questions today for Dan Small. I hope you'll join us at 1-800-642-1234. Give a call or email us at ideas@wpr.org. We'd love to hear from you. Let's take a look at regulations for a minute. New regulations this year?
Well, there aren't a lot, really, the basic things are carcass tags are now called harvest authorizations, and, you know, talk about a mouthful, and when it was easy in the past to say your doe tag or your antlerless deer tag, now I've got to say your antlerless harvest authorization. Anyway, tags are now authorizations, and the archery and crossbow seasons have been extended in several deer units through the end of January, and those are listed in the DNR booklet and online as well. Baiting and feeding regulations have changed in some counties, and that's really a moving target, because if a new chronic wasting disease positive deer is found in a county where there wasn't one before, then that county and perhaps adjacent counties get the no baiting and feeding rules. So we refer people to the DNR website. Even the regulations book does that. So there's a couple changes there. And then boundaries in several management zones, like mainly the metro subunits, have changed, and they've added three new metro units. There's one in Eau Claire and Chippewa counties, one in Rock County, and I forget where the other one is. But those are basically the changes. Otherwise, all the changeover to electronic registration and no back tags and transport of carcasses that was in place last year, all of that carries through to this year. So if you were able to figure it out last year, it's pretty much the same.
Have you heard, how did it, basically, those rule changes from last year, how did things go with for those?
Well, what Kevin Wallenfang tells me when I ask him about that is people adapt to the changes. In my opinion, younger people who are more handy with digital devices, they catch on real quick, but even us old timers eventually figure it out. And he, I haven't talked to him lately about this, but he, last time I did, he said that compliance with registration, they felt, was as good or better than when we had to take a deer into a registration station. I know a lot of people like to do that, and there are still some stations available where you can take your deer and they will they'll let you use their phone or their computer to register it. But apparently people are accepting them. It's now the new normal, and they seem to be working.
I think the most grumbling I've heard is, you know, it was always fun to take your deer into the local center, or maybe it was the local bar that was, or gas station that was registering, and then you'd see other people's deer, and just, you maybe get it aged right on the spot if there happened to be a DNR person there. So that's kind of the biggest grousing I've heard.
Yeah, me too, but I don't hear it that much anymore. I've heard it from some of the stations themselves who kind of counted on the extra business they got when you brought a deer in to register it. You might buy, you know, some groceries or some more ammunition or whatever, and they don't see that business now the way they used to. But it's the way things are now, unfortunately. That's just the way it is.
Dan Small, our guest today, host and producer of the public television show Outdoor Wisconsin and Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, contributing editor to Wisconsin Outdoor News. And we're talking with him about 2018 Deer Hunt Wisconsin, the show that you're going to be seeing on many public television stations starting next week on Thursday. We'll give you some more details on that. He's going to be with us right up until 12:30 today. So we'll certainly look forward to your questions and comments and your experiences. If you got some good experiences, deer hunting experiences to share, we always love to hear those stories as well. I'm Larry Mealer. We'll be back with Dan Small right after this look at the news. You stay with us. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mealer here talking over the phone today with Dan Small, back with us once again, host and producer of Public Television's Outdoor Wisconsin since it premiered in 1984. He also hosts and produces a weekly radio show called Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. And of course, kind of what we're talking about today, the annual Deer Hunt Wisconsin special. So, what questions do you have, maybe about rules and regulations, or what are your thoughts about the deer population? Talk about your experiences as well. Do you have some experiences, maybe hunting experiences or others involving hunting that you'd like to talk about? I hope you do. Give a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234, or send us an email to ideas@wpr.org. And, Dan, we have John in Sturgeon Bay with something for us. John, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hi there. So a couple of thoughts. We deer hunt, and we have a cabin up by Clam Lake in northern Wisconsin. And one thing I think would make an interesting story would be to look at the impact that we've had with so few hunters up in the North Woods and the resort ownership. Over the years, it used to be not long ago, 20 years ago, that, you know, there was a waiting list for their cabins and so forth, and now most of them are not even full. And then another thing that I think the elk hunt really brought to light is I think there's a great misunderstanding right now on how you can use the forest roads and whether you can shoot off of them because they're national forest guidelines, but there's also some state regulations, and there's a lot of confusion up there after that episode with the elk where people, you know, many people, good sportsmen said, well, I thought you could shoot off these gravel forest roads. So I really think there needs to be, because it's an issue right now, and people need to know the rules a little bit better because it is a little bit confusing.
John, thanks a lot for calling. Dan, what do you think?
Well, on the deer camp or resorts issue there, I agree. That's a good topic. We are done, obviously, shooting for this year, but we're going to be shooting this deer season for next year. And so I'm actually going to be hunting in Bayfield County for the first time in a number of years. And I will make a point of contacting a couple of places up there and see if we can't get something, you know, recorded for next season. On the forest roads issue, yeah, that was a surprise to me as well. My understanding from what I've read, now this is not, I haven't read the statutes, but from what I've read in Outdoor News, it's legal to shoot grouse off of a gravel road, but not a single projectile, like a big game rifle. And apparently the hunter who shot that elk didn't know the law, and he broke it, unintentionally. We all should know that you can't shoot from a paved road or from a road that's on a map, and so maybe that should have taken care of it right there. But that's another good one. We should address that for next year if we can fit it into the show.
Yep, thanks so much for that. That whole business about northern Wisconsin, I've hunted, that's where I hunt in Bayfield County, and the number of hunters there. And maybe you'd comment on the shift kind of in hunting patterns, in the deer hunting patterns in Wisconsin, why that has occurred.
Well, I'm not sure why, but one big shift I've noticed, besides hunters not going up north as much as they did or not going to deer camp, because the deer camps have, a lot of them have disbanded as people get older and ownership changes. But I think the biggest shift is people sit in a box now and expect deer to come to them, whereas in the old days, we stood up on our hind legs and went looking for deer. And, you know, you didn't just go marching around the woods all day. You might sit for 2-3 hours in the morning and then get up and do what they call a still hunt. You know, take a couple hours to cover a half a mile. And I actually killed a buck last year doing that, and it's very rewarding. You walk, you stop, you listen. You stand there for 10 minutes, you walk again, you stop, lean against the tree, you see all kinds of things. You know about that, Larry, and I'm sure a lot of other hunters do. You can do it on public land. It's hard to do it on private land because you only own 40 acres and there's another box blind in the corner of the next field. So,
yeah, I think
that's one big issue.
Yeah, and probably, I mean, just going way back, probably just the explosion of the deer herd in southern Wisconsin meant that a lot of people just didn't have to go north to hunt deer.
Well, that's true, and I was looking at harvest statistics. I forget how many years in a row now, but combining gun and archery harvest, we have tallied more than 300,000 deer for about three decades, give or take a few years, and that tells me there are lots of deer. Maybe they aren't as abundant where they used to be, but they're out there, and it's a matter of, you know, in terms of finding a place to hunt, getting permission or scouting on public land now in this nice weather before the gun season, maybe during your bow season. There are opportunities to hunt.
You know, in the show just before you came on to be with me, I was talking with Chef Joel Olson about cooking wild game, and cooking venison came up, and then someone called and said, well, you... made a comment about CWD deer and said that it could be passed, or it would be passed from deer to humans. And at that point, I said, well, I don't think there's any research that shows that. And I also said that you'd be talking about CWD deer in your Deer Hunt Wisconsin video. I didn't hear you mention that when you were talking about all the things you were going to be talking about, but that does come up, does it not?
It does. I guess I ran out of breath there and didn't put looking at my script. But Yeah, we talk with Brian Richards, who is the CWD expert in the state. He is with the U.S. Geological Survey, USGS, animal, well, I forget exactly what it's called, but the lab in Madison. And we had him on the show last year, and we've got him on the show again this year. And he basically summarizes what CWD is, that it is transmissible from deer to deer. There is no known instance of a transmission to humans. However, in last year's show, he did cite a research study that that showed that when macaques, which is a kind of a monkey, were fed chronic, a deer with chronic wasting disease, two out of five, I believe, concocted the disease. A guy just drove by and waved. I think he's listening to the show. Anyway, and we do look at CWD in this year's show again. And, CWD has increased in prevalence. There are now 55 counties that are affected where either there's a diseased deer that was found in the county or within 10 miles in an adjacent county within 10 miles of that deer. And all of those counties, in all of those counties, you may not bait or feed deer, and that means recreational feeding as well. And the one other thing we address in this year's show about CWD is Mike Foy, who is a retired DNR biologist. I don't know if you've talked to him or not, but yeah. He has a plan, as you know, to pay hunters who kill a deer that happens to test positive. And we let him propose that for a couple of minutes and just throw it out there as an idea.
Yeah, I've had him on the show talking about it. It's a very interesting idea. It hasn't gained the support I thought it might, but it's slowly gaining some support, I think.
Well, yeah, it is, and the folks with Greenfire, Tom Haugie, who's a retired wildlife management director, he's on the show too, and he briefly says, "Hey, CWD's a problem. We got to do something about it. We're not doing enough." End of story. The one thing that is happening, and I think it will happen more next year, more counties and municipalities are setting out dumpsters that are designated for deer carcasses. I live in Vernon County, and at our county landfill during the deer season, both season and the gun season, there's a dumpster out there 24/7, and you can just throw your deer carcass after you boned it out into the dumpster, and they will bury it deep in the landfill. So
that's a good thing.
Yeah, and then also there are sampling stations, whether they're kiosks where you simply drop the head off with your information, or a sampling station where you can take a deer in and they remove those two lymph glands at the base of the skull. Taxidermists do it, deer processors do it. There's a list of all those places on the DNR website.
We have Rod in Weyerhaeuser with a question. Rod, hi. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hello, Larry. Thank you. You can hear me?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah. See, I had a question for Dan, or if you could make a point touch on this subject. We have 80 acres up here. I live up by Weyerhaeuser. It's in part of the Blue Hills, rugged country. And the 80 acres that we have has always been timber. 50 years ago, the old Thatcher neighbor used to pasture his cows out there, but he passed away 40 years ago or so. But anyhow, they put the taxes on that thing so high, and they called it recreational land, and it just used to blow my dad's mind, because we want to try to keep that wild. And, I thought we'd make a deal with, DNR, the state, or Land Conservation Conservatory, or whatever they call that. And where it could never be developed, and I mean the ownership would be through the state or whatever, the Land Conservatory program or something
land
like that.
Land trust or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Because they're not making any more of that. It's got some big timber on it. Some went down last May in that tornado. We were right on the edge.
So you have a kind of a, your question is about putting land into land trusts.
Well, yeah, something where it could never be developed.
Dan, I don't know how up you may be on this. I know there are some organizations, nonprofit organizations, that are involved in that sort of thing, as well, I guess, as the state. But a comment from you?
Well, yeah, you know, I've got a parcel up in Bayfield County that I actually, my son owns it now, and that's where we're going to be hunting. And we have not put it in managed forest or forest crop land, but that is one option. You get to manage your timber. You do have to cut it eventually, and that's through the state forestry, the DNR forestry department there. The Nature Conservancy and in Bayfield County, the Bayfield, I think it's the Bayfield Land Conservancy. I talked to them a number of years ago, but they would have accepted a donation of the property. They didn't want to buy it, so we hung on to it. There are land trusts. I think, I guess I would talk to a forester in your area and just do a search for land trusts and explore that possibility if you want to make a donation or put it in a permanent conservation easement. I mean, I'm just not familiar with the details, but I know those opportunities are out there.
Yeah, they definitely are. Sometimes, you know, it depends on the land, because if a conservancy group takes it over, then they're also, you know, they have costs associated with that, even if the land is purchased or not even purchased. If it's given to them, they still have to manage it, and there's expense involved. And so sometimes it depends on where the land is located. Is it contiguous to other properties that they might have or nearby? So there's a lot going on there. But at any rate, Ray, good luck with that, Rod. Appreciate it very much. You know, that I think you mentioned the Eat Local movement, and how is hunting working in with that Eat Local movement, and do you cover that in your show?
Well, we do have Keith Warnke, who is the DNR R3 team supervisor, on the show, and he talks about that. We do talk, as I mentioned, with one hunter, Don Zylecki, who shot a deer with a crossbow during the bow season and actually learned to hunt during the by taking a learn to hunt program. We don't really go out there and attend a learn to hunt program, but Keith does address it, and I know it is having an impact, but I don't believe it's having a huge impact yet, because you know, there are classes of 20 or 30 people, and you know, they do 4 or 5 or 6 or maybe 10 a year, but that's not a lot of people. But
right,
it's growing. And again, if you go on the DNR website and search Learn to Hunt, you'll find all the information on those programs.
Yeah, for sure. Well, what does the 2018 deer forecast look like? Let's talk about some of the areas of the state and just sort of, I know you'll be in more detail in your film, but talk about that a little bit.
Well, everybody remembers last winter, and just as we thought it was ending, we got, where I live, a foot of snow in the second week of April. Now, that didn't help, but apparently that melted in most areas so quickly that it was not a factor. The counties in the northern tier, some of them reduced their number of antlerless harvest authorizations, formerly known as tags, because of that. Iron County is the only buck-only county this year. Last year there were several. This year it's only Iron County. So if you're hunting in any of those northern counties, Ashland, Bayfield, Douglas, going west, and, you know, Forest and Vilas, there are public land doe tags available. I bought one, and I'm going to buy another one so my son and I can at least bring home some venison if we see a deer when we go up there. Generally speaking, the forecast is positive. certain areas of the state, of course, have more deer than others, and in some places the deer are really concentrated on private land, and that's always been a problem because only those who have access to that private land can hunt those deer. Put it in a nutshell, the biologist who gave us the information that we condensed for this forecast basically said there are opportunities and good opportunities on public land really throughout the state. Even in southeast Wisconsin, you have the northern and southern units of the Kettle Moraine State Forest. You've got big areas like Vernon Marsh and other public lands that are open to hunting, and some of them are not hunted that heavily, maybe because people think, oh, everybody else goes there. You just have to, pick your spots and do a little scouting.
You mentioned game managers or game biologists, and anything on the latest research on deer management and maybe how citizen participation may be involved in this research?
We didn't spend a lot of time on that. We did we have a very brief clip from Dan Storm, who is heading up the Southwest Wisconsin Deer Research Program, which is looking at deer in two areas of CWD prevalence. And they've got, I forget how many deer collared now, adult deer and fawns. And they've collared, 30 or 40 bobcats and coyotes. And they're following them for the next several years. And they've got some interesting preliminary results, but I think we're going to focus on that in more depth next year. We don't touch on this, but I will say that there are several surveys that you can participate in. If you go to the DNR website and just type in wildlife survey, there are observation surveys that you can do. You just keep track of the animals you see, whether it's deer or coyotes or bears or fishers or whatever, and then report them, and they want that information. There's also Snapshot Wisconsin, which we don't focus on this year. We did last year.
I think that's a cool I think that's really cool.
It's a great program. There are trail cameras everywhere. Now, the one problem with it is it's hard to do your private business in the woods anymore because there's a trail camera on every tree, at least on public land. There, on private land, there is, but anyway. A minor issue that we sometimes have to deal with.
Oh, man. I was glad to hear you have Dean Bortz and Pat Durkin in the video as well. Dean and Pat, along with Tim Isley, come on the show every couple of 3 months and talk about what's going on in the outdoors on my show. So it's always fun to hear from them. And David in Milwaukee has a question for you. So let's go there. David, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Good. Appreciate the call.
I got a question for Dan. I was woodcock and grouse hunting up in northern Wisconsin, and then I ran into some of them in the central part of the state. They're a migratory bird. I was wondering if Dan knew anything about when we could expect to see some or places to go in southeast Wisconsin.
Huh.
you're talking about woodcock in the southeast.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. I don't know. I hunted them up in Bayfield County and Ashland County last year myself, and right about, the middle of October. In fact, it was my birthday, and they had a birthday party for me at the Clam Lake Lodge there. But and we ran into a lot of them. But as you know, they moved south. I would think with this mild weather, they're going to stay where they are now. It's usually a north wind or a storm that brings them, that moves them again, and then they go as far as they feel like going and sit for a while. And when the weather's like this, they just stay where they are. And when the next freeze or storm comes, they move again. So can't help you with details on that. But, if you search online, the Rough Grouse Society, I believe, has a map of the woodcock woodcock migration. So check that out. That's what I would do.
And I want to, and thanks again, David, I want to get back now your Deer Hunt Wisconsin 2018 broadcast schedule. I know November 8th, 8 to 9:30, I believe. In Milwaukee. And
actually, on Fox Sports North and Fox Sports Wisconsin, it airs at 8 o'clock on Thursday the 8th. And then on Milwaukee PBS, it airs at 9:30 on the 8th. And 9 a.m. on Saturday the 10th. And then on the Wisconsin Public TV digital channel, it airs on the 15th at 11 p.m. That's the Thursday right before deer season. So those are the times. All of those times are listed on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin Facebook page. So if you go to Facebook and type in Deer Hunt WI, all one word.
There it is. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. Really appreciate it, Dan. And I'm Larry Mueller for the Ideas Network.
This year, Americans are voting.